Today's shir is Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Chof Tes Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. In our previous shir, the Gemara had begun discussion of Yayin Nesach, which wine may we not have from a Nochri. And that teaches us the Gemara, Amar Rebeloi, Sheninu, we learned in a Brisa, Yayin Mevushel Shalai D'Kachavim, wine of the Nochrim that was cooked, if it was originally regular wine, and after it was regular wine, and it became usser, then it was cooked, says the Gemara that wine is usser. Ask the Gemara Pshita. Of course it's usser. The Mishum, the Ifshel, if the wine became usser just because it was cooked, ask the Gemara Pakalei Asura, would there be any reason to assume that the iser that was attached to this wine disappeared? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi Hasel Sheminan, what the Brice is coming to teach us is Yayin Mevushel Shelanu. If we have wine that is by us that was wine that was cooked, and then we put it into the hand of a Biyarev Kechavim, of a Nachri, Ein Tzar Chaisim Tai Chaisim. Even though wine normally needs, if you're going to leave kosher wine with a nachri, you need a chaysim b'tai chaysim. When it's yayim avushal, when it's cooked wine, then the halacha is, it doesn't need a chaysim b'tai chaysim. Imishum and tzuchi, because says that if the concern is that the nachrim are going to pour that wine for avodah zarah, there is no concern, loy menaschi. Wine that's mavushal, they don't cook, they don't pour. Vimishum, and if the reason is a chlufi, that we need to be concerned that the Nachri is going to switch the kosher wine with non-kosher wine. Says the Gemara, Kivin Dika Chaisim Echad, once there is one Chaisim on the wine, that prevents that we need to be concerned. But Tarach Mazayev, the Nachri won't do it. So here, the Gemara teaches us the Halacha of Yayim Avushal, that the Halacha of Stam Yenom doesn't apply by the Yayin Mevushel. But when we speak about the halacha of Yayin Mevushel, there's a number of points. First of all, why is Yayin Mevushel not a problem? And what makes Yayin into being Yayin Mevushel? So one explanation is, as the Gemara very clearly said, since that's not the type of wine that they would put on the Mizbeach, so therefore, for their worship, therefore there's no Isser. Another explanation is that it was Loi Matsui. It was very uncommon in those days to have Yayim Avushal. And since it was uncommon to have Yayim Avushal in those days, Chazal did not make a Gzeira on Yayim Avushal. And then another reason is because Yayim Avushal is not the same quality. But when we look at Rishonim, and Rishonim discuss what is meant when we say that Yayim Avushal is not the same quality, most Rishonim are of the opinion that it means that it's not the same quality because it's inferior quality. However, there are Rishonim that actually I saw suggest that it's better quality and was only used to drink on rare occasion and a little at a time. And therefore, since it's not common, therefore it's not considered, since it's that not same typical wine, the halacha of Stam Yenim doesn't apply. The question that the Paiskim discuss is, because one of the ways that Yayim Mevushel, the most common way that Yayim Mevushel cooked wine would be made nowadays is by pasteurizing the wine after producing the wine. So the question will be, is that considered a way of doing Bishel on the wine? And most Rav Moshe Zatzal and most Paiskim are of the opinion that it is a way to make wine into Yayim Mevushel. However, there are Paiskim, most notably the opinion of Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, the opinion of Rav Yosef Zatzal, that felt that Yayim Mevushel, that pasteurized wine, is not to be considered Yayim Mevushel for two reasons. One reason they say is that what the definition of Bishel is that when you cook something, So you lose, when you cook a liquid, when you boil a liquid, you lose some of the liquid, nechsar. You lose some of it. That doesn't happen by pasteurization. Since the way pasteurization is done, the way pasteurization is done is that they keep it in a closed loop and it's only for a second, it's a flash that they do so. So therefore the halacha is that they don't consider that a act of bishul. The other issue is that the wine that's mevushel, the pasteurized wine, is not inferior in any way to regular wine. And they say that in order that it should be considered yayim mevushel, it has to be inferior. Actually, there are people that do suggest that yayim mevushel is inferior. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself, in the Tshuva, quotes people that say that in France, where there are people who are experts in making wine, say that the wine, they could tell that they don't pasteurize the wine, and because the pasteurization affects the quality of the wine. So now the question is, how do we respond? How do those that don't agree with those opinions respond? So one answer is that the wine that is indeed, none of the wine is lost during the pasteurization process, that's only because it's in a closed loop. Were it to be an open loop, then it would indeed, like anything that's put to boiling, lose some of it. It just happens to be that the machinery in which it's done doesn't lend itself to that. That wouldn't make it that it's not nechsar. And again, the issue, is it or isn't it the same quality, is a very not subjective issue. And if for some place, and also it doesn't really say that it has to go down in quality. And that's why Ramosha, as I said, and other Paiskim were lenient when they spoke about pasteurized wine. The Michas Yitzchak has a tshuva about this as well in Chelek Zayin Simen Samach Aleph. And he says that, especially when it comes to grape juice, the only way that you can make grape juice that it should last is by pasteurizing it. And therefore, he certainly seems to take an opinion that there is no issue of that it, grape juice, pasteurized grape juice, should be considered yayim mevushel. Tan Rabbanan begins the brisa. Yayim mevushel, valontis, is a type of a beverage that they used to prepare, that they used to have wine put into it that was used for refuah, shalayv to kachavim, that were made or by Nochrim or were in the possession of Nochrim. Asurim, they're also by no. The cooking them or adding other ingredients doesn't take away the issue of stam yenim. However, luntas kibriyasai, if a Jew made a luntas and the Nochri bought that luntas drink from the Yisrael after the wine was already mixed into it, materis. Because the Nochri is not going to do nisuch on the luntas, even though there's a small amount of wine in it, now he's going to use that as a wine drink. And therefore, the only time the Gemara is suggesting that there's an iser of stam yainum is when it's pure wine, not when it's part of a drink. The other Rishonim I saw explain, that Rebbeinu Tam explains, that they used to make a luntas without putting wine, because the wine that was kept in the luntas would spoil the luntas. And therefore, what the Gemara means when a luntas kibriyosai, the Gemara means to say when you start preparing a luntas and you don't have any of the wine in it yet, so since you don't have any wine in it yet, there is no problem that it should be considered stam yenam. This discussion, particularly the way we're explaining the Gemara with this Machlokes Rishonim, is relevant to a question that the Rishonim discuss. What will happen if somebody makes a food that has some wine in it? Will there be a problem of all the halachas that come with yayin because there's wine in it? Of course, if you use yayin mevushel, it wouldn't be a problem. So certainly, according to Rashi's opinion, the Rashi is saying that Luntus means this drink that has wine mixed in it, but it's not primarily wine. So the halacha is that it's mutter. But it's interesting to point out that many Rishonim explain when the Gemara says aluntus kubriyosa, and according to Rashi, the definition of aluntus kubriyosa means that you have aluntus mixed, you have wine mixed into the aluntus, it's mutter. Many Rishonim suggest that the definition of mutter in our Gemara is to be understood that it's mutter bahano, but it would not be mutter, according to those Rishonim, b'shtia. So even Rashi would take a stricter approach. The Rama says that the Rama, in discussing this halacha, says that as long as the taint of the wine is noticeable, then we have to be machmer. If the wine is not prominent taste, then there's room to be lenient. Says the Gemara, "Eizei aluntus." So ask the Gemara exactly what is the aluntus. Says the Gemara, as we learned, Gabi Shabbos. We learned by Shabbos, Oysen and Mulin. We're allowed to make an Amulin on Shabbos. Vein Oysen Aluntus. But we're not allowed to make Aluntus. Because as we've been discussing in our Shiurim, Refuah is Osir on Shabbos. And Aluntus is considered Refuah. Veza Amulin, Veza Aluntus. What's Amulin and what's Aluntus? And Mulin is Yayin, Tvash or Pilplin, wine, honey, and peppercorns. And Aluntus is Yayin Yoshin, old wine, or Mayim Tzlulim, clean, purified water, farsaman oil, balsam oil. Davde lebei mesusa. They were made for people who leave the base merchats, to leave the bathhouse, and they were very heated because of the heat, extreme heat in the base of merchats, and therefore they used to serve that to the people that they should be able to bring their body temperature back down to normal temperature. When we speak about purified water is water that was drawn from the well or from wherever. It sits in a cup or in a jar for a day or two until all the earth or all the dirt that accumulates in that water settles on the bottom of that pitcher, and afterwards we pour it out through a filter and we have purified water. One of the halachas that the Gemara speaks about here in our sugya is the halacha of gilui. The halacha is that in those days, that if water, wine, or milk, as the Mishnah Masechta Trumas Perches Mishnah Dala teaches us, shloisha mashkim, there are three beverages that are sur mishim gilui. That is a concern that if they were left exposed, we may not drink them. Hamayim, water, yayin, wine, v'chol of milk. And this is a gzeir that Chazal made because of Karnas Nefashis, because there's a concern that a snake may take a drink from these wine, from these beverages, and leave its venom in it. So says the Gemara, Rav of Yeshadam Tamayin, Yayin Mozug, wine that was properly diluted, that is now one third wine and two thirds water, Emeshum Gili. Snakes don't drink that type of wine. Mavushal, and when we speak about, as we began our shiur today, Yai Mavushal, the halacha is Ein b'mishum nisach, there is no problem of nisach. So as we begin the shiur, and our Gemara, again, as we said, is speaking about the issue of gilui, the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya Simen Kuf Tazayin Sif Aleph teaches us, Mashkim Shenizgalu, water that was left uncovered, Asru Chachamim, Shechashim, because we need to be concerned, Shemeshas and Nachash Mehem, V'hit b'maris, maybe snake drank from it and deposited some venom. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'achshav, Shein Nechashim, Metzuyim b'neinu, there are no snakes amongst us, V'zman hazeh, Mutter. The Pesach Teshuva quotes the Shalah, that still, Shayim Nafshay Yirchik Mezeh, that somebody who wants to be careful should stay away from drinking Mayim Negulim. But he says, those who are lenient is that Shema P'saim Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches us. And that the Gra himself is known, that the Gra was very careful not to drink water or any of these liquids that were left uncovered. And the Pri Chodesh explains that one of the reasons that these halachas, some of these halachas that we learn in our shiurim about sakana, are not really discussed at great length is because we live in a place where there are no snakes, and we don't have to be machmer. The Kav Chaim says that if it's at all possible to be careful, that's what one should do. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if somebody, as we just learned, is being machmer about gilui, that's only regarding drinking water that was left uncovered. But when it comes to washing oneself, the discussion that comes up is if people leave water overnight to wash their hands in the morning, negavasser, is that water is left uncovered. The question is there a problem of gilui? And he says, when it comes to just wash your hands, we don't have to be machmer. There's an interesting question. We know that when it comes to halacha, and when we speak about something non-kosher getting mixed up with things that are kosher, dairy getting mixed up with the meat, vice versa, many times the halacha is that we rely on shishim, that if there's a ratio of 60 to 1, then we could be makel. And we should be makel. That's what the halacha says to do under those circumstances. The question that the Chasam Sofer discusses is what's going to be the halacha if somebody, do we say shishim by something that's sakonim? Maybe the halacha of shishim, suggests the Chasam Sofer, was only said by a situation where there is only in a situation of isser v'heter, and the Torah establishes what are the halachas of isser v'heter, and the Torah established that under these circumstances there is no concern. But it could well be, suggests the Chasam Sofer, that when we're speaking about something which is also like we're learning in our Gemara because of sakana, that is very different. And the Chasam Sofer's opinion is that when we speak about sakana, we don't rely on shishim. This would also be relevant in a question that what we know we're not supposed to mix meat and fish. What happens if we have a drop of fish mixed into a mixture that has meat? Do we say shishim or not? It's a machlokes. Dr. Shuba quotes a machlokes. The Chasam Sofer says that since doing so is usur because of sakana, we don't say shishim. On the other hand, what needs to be considered is, as we've been saying, the Shulchan Aruch says that the entire isur, the entire consideration may not be that relevant bizman hazeh because of the concern of that there's really no concern of mayim megulim. Says the Gemara. Ibailu, ask the Gemara, Yayim Avushal. When we speak about Yayim Avushal, as we'll be speaking in our shiur today, ask the Gemara, Yesh Mishum Gilui, Eim Mishum Gilui. Does the issue of Gilui apply to cooked wine? Toshma, says the Gemara, Hedra of Yaakov, Idi, Yayim Avushal. Then we'll speak about Yayim Avushal, Eim Mishum Gilui, there's no Gilui concern. Says the Gemara, Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel Cholash, Ola Gabe, Rabbi Shmuel Ben Zirud. Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shmuel got ill, and Reb Shmuel ben Zirut came to visit him. Rabbanon, the Shilbein, he brought along many other Talmid Chachamim to visit him. Yosukam and Bailu, and they were asking, Yayim Avushal, Yesh b'mishum Gilui, or Yayim b'mishum Gilui, is there concern of Gilui on Yayim Avushal? Amalu Reb Shmuel ben Zirut, Hachi Amar Reb Shmuel ben Lakish b'mishum Gavar Rabba, he said it over in the name of a great individual, Amanu, who was that great individual, Reb Chiyah, Yayim Avushal, Yayim b'mishum Gilui. Amalei, so the Chachamim asked Nismach, can we rely on this psak? Machvalei Rabbi Yani ben Shmuel, alive al tzavara. He showed on himself that there is no problem, and you could rely on this. You could rely on this lechatchila. Says the Gemara, Shmuel veAvleit. Shmuel and Avleit. Avleit was a Nochri. Haviyasi was sitting together. Eisel kamei chamra vavashla. And they brought to him cooked wine. Mashche liyadei, the Avleit knew as a Nochri that he's not allowed to touch wine, in order, because if he'll touch it, the Yisrael won't be able to drink from it. So he didn't touch the wine. Amrei Shmuel, Shmuel said, you don't have to. Hari Amru, as we've been learning in our shir, Yayin Mevushel Ein Bei Mishum Yayin Nesach, that when we speak about Yayin Mevushel, there is no Yayin Nesach, and therefore there's no concern. So of course, the question that I saw that the Rishonim and Achronim ask is, we're going to learn, we've learned, that the reason Chazal was so strict about Stam Yenom is Meshub B'nai Seyem, they wanted to avoid intermarriage. And the question that the Paiskim discuss is that drinking wine together could bring to social interaction, which could Chas V'Shalom lead to intermarriage. So why should it be make a difference if it's Yayin Mevushel or not? And the answer that Rabbi Akiva Eiger gives, based on the Rosh, is that Yayin Mevushel was lo shchiach, was highly uncommon. And therefore, since it was uncommon, Chazal did not see the need to make a gzeira, which opens up an interesting question. Bizman hazeh, where Yayin Mevushel is common, how will the halacha look at this situation? Will the halacha say, well, then it was not common, so there's no gzeira, but now it's common, so we should have to avoid it? Or does the halacha say that once the gzeira of Stam Yenam wasn't said on Yayin Mevushel, the fact that in later times it becomes common doesn't change the halacha? The Paiskim, I saw, quote, a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer. We're speaking about Yayin Mevushel. And Yayin Mevushel means that, as we've been discussing, we have wine, and then that wine is cooked, and that the halacha is that on Yayin Mevushel, there is no problem of Stam Yenam. But now, what would be the halacha if somebody took the grapes from which they're going to make the wine and cooked those grapes before they actually produce them? When we speak about the halacha of Yayin Mevushel, does the halacha of Yayin Mevushel say that when the wine was already manufactured, you cook it, and after you cook it, the halacha is that the wine is not considered Yayin Nesach, or is the halacha that at any point that it's cooked? The Avni Nezer's opinion is that it's considered Yayin Mevushel, and it doesn't make a difference if it was cooked earlier or later. As long as it went through a cooking process, it falls into the category of Yayin Mevushel. Says the Gemara, Am Seid Rav Chiya, the maid in the home of Rav Chiya, Igluy Lehu Chamra Vashel, there was wine that was left open, that was Yayin Mevushel. Osla Kamed Rav Chiya, and the question came to Rav Chiya, Am Leheri Amru, Chazal taught us the Yayin Mevushel Ein Bishom Gilui. Shammai, the Rav Adar Bar Hava, there was another story with the assistant of Adar Bar Hava, Diglei Chamra Meziga, there was wine that was diluted, that was left open, and the question was, is there a concern of Gilui on that wine? And Amalei and Rav Hada told him, Hari Amru, Chazal taught us, the Yayin Mazig, Eimu Mishum Gilui. To which Amra Papa, Loi Al Moran, when was this halacha said? El de Mazig Tuva, when it was well diluted. Aval Mazig V'loi Mazig. It was only diluted with a little amount of water. Shasi, and the snake will not be deterred from drinking from it, and therefore there is a problem of Gilui. Says the Gemara, Mazig V'loi Mazig Mishasi, is that true that if it's not well diluted, the snake won't drink from it? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Barafuna have a cause of Arba. Rabbi Barafuna was traveling on a boat, V'amenakut Chamer Behadei, and he had wine with him. Chazi Lechavi Detzari V'asai, he saw a snake that was coming out of the water. Amalei L'Shamei, and he told his assistant, Same Eina Deden, show him something, so get the snake to go away. Shakli Kalimayim, so he took some water, Shadabei, and he poured water into the wine, V'sar L'Achurei. So we see that even though just a small amount of water was poured into the wine, it's enough to keep the snake away. Says the Gemara, Achaya Masa Nafshe. when the wine is not diluted at all, the snake goes to great extent to drink from that wine. Even if there are people there, it won't stop him from drinking the wine. But if it's a maziga, if there's some water in it, like Mosa Nafshe, if there are people there, it'll stay away. But maziga like Mosa Nafshe, ask the Gemara, is that true that if the wine has some water in it, the snake is not going to do whatever it can to drink from it? Says the Gemara of Yanai, have a Bech Buri. Rav Yanai was once in a place called Bech Buri. Vamalei, and some say that it wasn't Rav Yanai, it was Rav Hedya that was in Bech Buri. Havias because Shosa Chamra Maziga, they were drinking diluted wine. Pashla Chamra Bekuba, and there was some wine left over in the barrel. Vitzruna Befrunka, and they tied it with a handkerchief. Vachazil Hukavya, and then they saw a snake come out that wanted a drink of that wine. The Shokol Mayiv Ramba Bekuba, and the snake had water in its mouth, and it kept on coming with that water until it overfilled the barrel, that the barrel should start spilling out. Adamola kechuva, the sura like chumra aloiv perinka, until there was so much liquid in the barrel that it started pouring out, so he could drink. So we see that the snakes are out to drink even diluted wine. Amri says the Gemara, the mazik iu shasi. If the snake puts water into the wine, then the halacha is that the snake will drink it. It's only water was put on by other people that will keep the snake away. We're saying all types of answers. We're trying to come up with all types of solutions, how to say when there is a problem, when there isn't a problem. But let's think about it, says the Gemara. We're speaking here about very serious matters. We're worried here about the snake drinking from the wine. Where is the room for all these types of calculation? Amar Rav Hilchasab, the halacha is yayin mozug yesh b'mishum gilui, yesh b'mishum yayin nesach. When we speak about yayin mozug, there is a concern of gilui, there is a concern of yayin nesach, yayin mavushal, but when we speak about cook wine and that type of wine, ein b'mishum gilui, ein b'mishum yayin nesach. And the Miri says, when we speak about wine that was diluted, we don't start making differentiation if it was a lot of water or a little water. Whatever is the halacha is the halacha. The question that the Rishonim discuss is, here the Gemara says that when we have yayin mozuk, there's still a concern of yayin nesach. So the Rishonim discuss at what point or how much water is there going to be in the wine that there will no longer be a problem of stam yenam. The Ramban's opinion is that as long as it tastes and looks like wine, it's considered wine. When it doesn't taste and look like wine, it's not a problem. The other Rishonim say that it depends. If people drink it, if people want to drink wine, they will use this beverage as wine, it's still considered wine. But if people who want to drink wine don't in any way consider this wine, it's not a problem. Others say that if there's more than three parts, this is the Ritva's opinion, if there's more than three parts water to one part wine, it's no longer considered wine. Shamed Rav Chilki Batuvi, says the Gemara, the assistant of Chilki Batuvi, Iglai, who comes to the Maya? Water the size of a kisasa was left uncovered. Vavanaim Gaba, and he was sleeping next to this water. Osla Kamei Gabei Rav Chilki Batuvi, the assistant came to Rav Chilki Batuvi, and he wanted to know what is the status of this water. Omalei, Harei Omra Emes Yoshin Aleim, if there's a person sleeping next to the water, that prevents the snake from drinking from it. Says the Gemara, Bahani Mili, when is that a deterrent from the snake drinking from that water? The Yamama, if it's taking place by day. Ava Belaila, when people sleep for a longer amount of time and the snake is aware of that, then loy, then there is a concern of gilui. V'loihi. Loishna b'loi. Yomama v'loishna b'layla. It doesn't make a difference by day or by night. If there's somebody right next to the wine, next to the water, even though he's sleeping, Amos yoshan aleim lo yaminan. We don't say that the snake is concerned, and if the snake sees that the person is sleeping, we have to be concerned for gili. Says the Gemara, Rav l'shasim b'beremav. Rav would not drink water that he bought from a nachri. Amar, for he used to say, lo zihiri b'gili. They're not careful about gili, and therefore I can't drink that wine. I can't drink that water. Mebeya Malta, if water was bought or received from the home of a Jewish Amana, Shasi, even though she isn't necessarily knowledgeable of the halacha, Ama Sricha de Gavri Nikita, but she was married and her husband must have taught her what to be careful, and therefore she continued doing that even though she no longer has a husband. Shmuel Ashasamayim Bar Malta, but Shmuel would not drink water from the home of Amona. Amma Leslam, so the Gavra, her husband was very careful about that and would make sure that all the water in the home was covered. But she, who is no longer married, unfortunately, so doesn't have anybody to make sure that the water is covered. V'loi Machsamayim. Abma Be'amor Shasi. But from the home of a Nachri, he would drink the water because he said, Nada Glui Loi Kapti. Even though indeed the Nachrim are not careful about the halacha of Gilui, however, Menurusasi Kepti, they are careful about things that are to be kept clean. And therefore, they make sure that the fact that to make sure to keep the water covered, to keep it clean. Ikadamri, Rav L'Shasalot Mayim Ebeyamah Avambeyim Amatol Shasi, Shmuel, from the Nachri he didn't drink, from the Amona he did drink. Shmuel, he didn't drink wine from anybody because, as we're saying throughout the shir, because it's the situation of Sakana, whenever there is a question of Sakana, Shmuel and others were always machmer. Ramosha uses this Gemara in the Chayos HaTshuvos Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Beis Simen Mem Aleph, where the Gemara says, Nachri anukrosi kapti, that Nachrim are careful about cleanliness, and the things that are supposed to be clean are kept clean. Ramosha uses it for tshuva laloch lamaisa. We know that before we kasher, the aloch is that the kelim that we kasher have to be clean. Ramosha discusses a situation where there was, for whatever reason, the mashgiach, who was supposed to identify if what's being used is clean, did not do that. And then they kashered. And the question that now comes up is, do we need to be concerned that maybe what was kashered wasn't perfectly clean? And if it wasn't perfectly clean, the kashering is ineffective. What is the halacha? So Moshe says that our Gemara establishes the Nachri am Nekurosli Kapti. The Nachrim are careful about cleanliness, and therefore it's safe to assume that if the Nachrim say it was clean, that the Nachrim say that the Kalim, that the machinery was clean, we can rely on that. Amar Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, Sholosh Yenis Haim, the three grades of wine, Vemem Shem Gili, that don't have this concern of Gili. Chad, Mar, and Mosuk. Says the Gemara, Chad is Tila Harifa, a very strong wine, the Matsri Ziki, that it's so sharp, it's so potent, the flasks in which they keep the wine get burnt up, get destroyed because of the high alcohol contact. Mar Yarnica, a very bitter wine. Mosuk, a very sweet wine, is made from Chulya. It's made from the grapes that are on the top of the tree. The more sun that there is in the grape, that causes there should be more sugar in the grape. And the more sugar that there is in the grape, the sweeter the wine is. Rav Chama Masnei Leyua, Rav Chama would learn that these wines are wines that are higher quality. Chad has in it Chamara Palpulin, that they added peppercorn to the wine, and that gives it this sharp taste. Mar is afsinten, that they added to the wine lana, which makes it a good wine for healthy, but also makes it taste bitter. Shmosuk may barig. It's a very good type of grain and a type of grape that's sweet. Omer, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Karina, Emer Shem Gila. By Karina, there's no Galina concern. What, asked Gmar, my Karina, what exactly is Karina? Omer Avua, Chamra Chalya da Osim Asya. A very sweet grape wine that comes from Asya. Omera, Rava Uba Mekoima, in the place that they make it, Yesh Meshem Gilui. If it's brought from Asya to here, so it's unusual, and therefore there's no problem with Gilui. But in Asya itself, where this is the wine that was produced, and this was the wine that was consumed, there is a concern of Gilui. Mai Tama Chamamadinahu, that's the type of wine that they drank in those places, and therefore it's the wine that the snakes are used to. Omarav Rava Hai Chamer de Ikrim, wine that's beginning to spoil. Atlos Yomer, from the first 3 days from when it's beginning to spoil, Yesh B'Mishim Gilui, it's still subject to the halachos of Gilui, and it's subject to the halacha of Yai Nesach. Mikan Ve'elach, after 3 days, Ein B'Mishim Gilui, there's no longer concern of Gilui, Ve'ein B'Mishim Yai Nesach, and there's no concern of Yai Nesach. We discussed in our previous shiur Rebbeinu Tam's opinion that it's difficult, Rebbeinu Tam said, to be lenient when it comes to vinegar. From here, I saw some Rishonim say that our Gemara is giving us a very clear line. After 3 days, it's considered already vinegar. The other Rishonim, in defending the opinion of Rebbeinu Tam, says that our Gemara is based on when it starts to spoil. What Rebbeinu Tam says is we're not exactly certain what does spoilage mean. Even after 3 days from when it began to spoil, it's subject to Gilui. Chashina Mishim Gilui, my Tama. Because the reason is, Zimnan Mikri Vishasi, the situation where the snake will even drink from that type of wine. Tanabana Yain Toisis. Wine, after you start making it, starts to ferment and sometimes bubbles. That wine, says the Gemara, Ein B'Mishim Gilui, there's no concern of Gilui. The Kama Tisasoi, for how long does that take? How long is that? Shlosh Yom. That means from the 3 days from when you start pressing the wine, for the first 3 days, that's when the fermentation is beginning. And the Gemara is saying there's no concern of Gilui. Hashachlayim, cress, that they used to grind and crush, and then they used to add wine or water to it. Emishim Gilui. There is no concern of Gilui. Ubnei Goyla Nagam Esther, but the people from the Goyla would be Machmarnet. V'loya Marin, says the Gemara, even they who are Machmer, Eldaloy Isbay Chala, only when it doesn't have vinegar mixed in. Aval Isbay Chala, if vinegar is mixed into it, Migr Biho, that is something that bothers the snakes. And since it's at that point something that bothers the snakes, there's no concern of Gilui. Kuta Chabavli is a kind of a dairy dish that they used to make out of moldy bread and whey. And it had a very sharp taste. Ein bei mishum Gilui. The Gemara says there's no concern of Gilui in it. However, again, Ubnei Goyla, Naga Be'isr, that there should be Gilui. Aram Nashi, Yispe Nekuri. If there are holes on top of the kutach, so it looks like the snake bit into it, then chashina, we need to be concerned. Omar, Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Omar Shmuel, may tif. If there's water that's constantly dripping, ein bei mishum gilui, there's no concern of gilui, because that dripping sound scares the snake away from drinking from that water. Amar Rav Ashi, but says Rav Ashi, when we're saying that this scares the snake away, it's only the other tif lahadi tif. It's constantly dripping. So that constant drip is what scares the snake away. But if it isn't a constant drip, we can't be lenient. Amar Rav Chiya bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, pi te'ena, the place, the stem of a date, and there's like a hole there, Eimer Mishum Gilui. We don't have to be concerned that the snake might have taken a bite from that date and deposited its venom there. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion is that? Says Marka Haitana, the Tanya Beleza Oimer, Oichel Adam Anovim Ta'ena Belaila, a person could eat grapes and figs at night, Ve'ena Choshish, it doesn't have to be concerned that the snake might have eaten from it. The Paiskim say that still, once you try to look at it, you don't have to really examine it. It's difficult to examine it well. And of course, I saw the Shulchan Aruch Rav says that this is only halacha as far as Gilui is concerned. But if there's a concern with infestation, we have to examine it well. Mishum Shenem says the Gemara, why can we be lenient? So here we're learning a new consideration, that even though there's something that should be concerned about, there's a new reason to be lenient, is because of Shem B'Soim Hashem. Of course, the Paiskim discuss, how can we rely on Shem B'Soim Hashem to do something that could be dangerous? And there's a Paiskim therefore say that the way to understand the concept of Shem B'Soim Hashem, you can't just say Shem B'Soim Hashem and based on Shem B'Soim Hashem, do anything which is dangerous. The only time we could rely on Shem B'Soim Hashem is on something that everybody in the world does. So if it's something that is very common for people to do, there we have a right to rely on Shem B'Soim Hashem. And therefore I saw that the question that comes up about smoking, can we say Shem B'Soim Hashem? Ramosha, in the Shas HaTshuvas, Choshen, Mishpat, Chelik Beis, Simen, Ayin Vav, does somewhat want to apply the concept of Shem B'Soim Hashem on smoking. He says we see so many people smoke and are still well, and he says that some people feel that smoking, it helps them calm them, it helps them digest the food, and therefore, he says, certainly everybody should avoid smoking, but he doesn't know if you can't say Shem B'Soim Hashem. Rav Ozner Zatzal has tshuvas about this, and he takes a much stricter approach. Chelik Yud Simrei Tzadik Hei. He says that we can't say, as we're learning now, we can't say Shem B'Soim Hashem in a situation where it's been proven that it's dangerous and people can and should avoid smoking. Perhaps the way to look at these two tshuvas is Ramosha wrote his tshuva before it was so established that people don't smoke, how dangerous smoking is. But now that's been so established how dangerous smoking is, one should avoid smoking. Rav Moshe Sternbuch adds, of course, another very important dimension. Whatever we're going to say about smoking, and we should really say that one should avoid smoking, certainly, says Rav Moshe Sternbuch, in a case where there are other people there and they don't want smoking and the smoke bothers them, there is no heter to smoke in a place where there is no heter to smoke in a place which will bother other people. Amra Papa Mershua Droima. Shloshamine Ereshein. There are three types of venom that a snake has. Shabachar, of a young snake, Shakeya. It's strong and it goes down to the bottom of the pitcher or the cup. Beinoni, of a snake that's not that mid-age, but Fapeya, it's in the middle. Shalzakin, Tsof, it floats on the top. It says the Marl, remember the Kam of the Kachish. Does that mean the older the snake gets, Kachish Chele, his venom gets weaker? But ask the Gemara of Atanya, the Brisa says, Shloisha, there are three animals, the Kozman Simaskinim, the older they get, Gvura Mitaifes Behen, they get actually stronger. Ve'elahein, dog, a fish, Nochish, a snake, the Chazir, and the pig. Says the Gemara, yes, Kayach Asufi de Kamaisif. Yes, these animals, they older they get, the stronger, they get stronger. However, Zahiri, the venom gets weaker. The venom kosh gets weaker. Shabach shekeya. So he said the venom of a young snake goes to the bottom. Asking Malamai Hilchsa, where is this relevant? Says the Gemara Tanya. The Braisa teaches us chavish in his gala, if you had a barrel, a pitcher that was left uncovered, api sheshasim and atisha, even though 9 people drank from it and nothing happened in Avalai Mesu, la yishta men asiri, the 10th person shouldn't drink from it. And says the Gemara, Maisa al yishashasim and atisha, there was indeed such an episode, the 9 people drank from this barrel of water for Lai Vesu and it didn't affect them. The Shasa Siri, and then the 10th person drank umes. Vam Rav Yehuda says shekeya, because that is the situation where the venom was all the way on the bottom, and the person who drank from the bottom, then the halacha is that we have to be machmer. So the question is, why do we have to say the 2 points that are made here? Why do we say shekeya if we have to, 9 people drank, and since 9 people drank, there's reason to be lenient. When it comes to sakana, we don't say roiv. So the paiskim say that in a situation where it's loy is chazik isura, it has not been established to be osur, there's reason to be lenient. Here was loy is chazik isura, but we learn from here that when it comes to hilchus, when we speak about sakana, the klal of loy is chazik isura is not applicable. Says the Gemara, "V'ken aftiyach shenegalsa." If somebody left a melon open, 9 people drank from it and nothing ate from it, and nothing happened. La'yachem menasiri, the 10th person should not eat from it. There was such an episode that 9 people ate, nothing happened. V'achlasir v'meis v'amrabiyah zeh shekei, because that was the snake, that was the venom that went down to the bottom. Tanabar ma'im shenus galim. If water was left uncovered, and there's a concern that the snake drank from it, don't pour that water in a place where people are walking. Don't use that water to wash the floor of your home. Don't use that water for the cement that's used to build a house, because they may get into the venom may get into the hands that are mixing the cement. Don't use it to serve your animal, or not somebody else's animal, and don't use it for washing your hands, your face, your hands, and your legs. In a place on the body where there are cracks, usur. So there we have to concern that this water that might have been affected with the venom will get into the body that way. Ain't sirta. But if there's no cracks, mutter. Ask the Gemara, Chayim Hanatanakama, aren't they saying the exact same thing? Says the Gemara, Ikabinayu gava yad, gava regal, the top of the hand, the top of the foot, rumni the api, and the cheeks. There are no creases there. According to the Tanakama, it would be still osur. According to the Chayim, if there are no creases, we can be lenient. Don't use it. Not for your own animal, and not for someone else's animal. If you want to serve it to your animal, you may. Answers the Gemara, you're allowed to serve it to your cat, because cat doesn't get affected by a snake. Says the Gemara, if that's the point, that snake venom doesn't adversely affect cats, so then you should be allowed to serve it even to someone else's cat. Says the Gemara, the chavrei kochish, somebody else, even though the snake, the venom of a snake won't kill the cat, it will weaken the cat. So if that's the case, the day nami kochish, so then you shouldn't serve it to your own cat either, because you're going to make your cat sick. Says the Gemara, hadabari, yes, the cat will get sick, but it'll get okay, it'll get well afterwards. So ask the Gemara, if that's the case, so say the same by somebody else's cat. The chavri nami hadabari, says the Gemara, zimna d'boilas bunei. When your own cat, you can make your decision to wait to sell it until it'll get healthy again. But when you're selling it with somebody else's cat, that person may be interested in selling his cat immediately. And not at the snack cat drank this water, it's going to have to wait. Zim de boile zune, master lemine, and therefore you have no right to serve this type of water to somebody else's cat.